Welcome to our first annual Mailroom Mother's Day special episode. I'm here with Ben and Mrs. Freeberg, or do we prefer Beth?
Call me Beth.
Okay, Beth. That means we're getting all the dirt. So, Mom, what are you hearing about dating in this day and age?
From Ben, I'm not hearing very much.
Sounds about right.
Yes. From everything that I've heard, you know, my daughter actually met her fiance on Hinge.
Oh, awesome.
So I know a lot of their friends have met on dating apps. You know, it's not the same as when I was single in the 80s and we would go to clubs and parties and that's how you met people.
Yeah.
That was the only way.
And what about New York dating? Anything specific there that you're hearing?
It's amazing to me because there are so many people here. And if you can't find somebody, you know, in New York.
What are you trying to say? Ben,
where
you
agree
or disagree?
It just seems like there's, you know, everybody's here and everyone's young and fun and, you know, smart and attractive. And, you know, people are just out there. And
do you think sometimes that could be like a supply and demand issue where there's like so many options that the like paradox of choice could get in the way?
I mean, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That could be a good excuse.
Ben, how are you feeling about the options
in
dating at the moment in New York?
I think it's been fun. I think you get to meet a diverse group of people with different jobs, backgrounds. New York brings a lot of people together.
Yeah. Some good talent.
Sure.
And what do you think is the best way to meet people? Do you think it's apps for you so far?
I don't think I've ever dated someone off an app.
Oh, okay. So more in the wild?
No.
Oh.
I'm not naming names.
Hot take.
When you were in Boston, didn't you meet people on apps?
Oh yeah, but I've never had a girlfriend who I've called a girlfriend
that
I've met through a date.
Okay.
He's dating.
So you've had some
activity.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Got it. Good correction. Mom always knows. We can't put anything past her. So Mom, what do you think are some of your son's best qualities? Where to start?
This is her dream.
Thank you for asking.
This will be it.
You know, where do I begin? But I think he's incredible. I think he's funny. He's very smart. He's ambitious. He's athletic. He's
sweating.
he's the whole package. He's just kind and considerate and affectionate and compassionate. And he just has a really, really good heart.
Aw, I love moms.
Thanks. I mean, what else can I say?
Also handsome.
And also handsome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Use that in the reel.
Yeah, we'll put that in for sure. That's number one. Now, what do you think about dating and girls, and what do you think would be important qualities that you'd want to see in a girl for your son?
Well, the qualities, you know, we talked about this. My husband and I talked about this before.
Naturally.
You know, he wishes he was here telling the world what he wants. But, you know, from his perspective, he said, you want somebody who is smart and athletic and adventurous and ambitious and hardworking, went to a good school. And I was like, you just described Ben, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's important also to have somebody who's warm and affectionate and compassionate and somebody who adds another layer to his life besides just the hardworking.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody who's smart and somebody who he finds attractive and somebody who is a good companion and wants to travel and go skiing or play tennis or all the other fun things that you do and travel the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a good partner for him, somebody that, you know, he could enjoy and somebody with a good sense of humor because, you know, he's a comedian.
That's pretty good.
And you agree with all of those attributes?
I think the most important few things, someone that I could have fun with. And I think that is a lot of the time. It would be helpful if someone was athletic and wanted to spend time exploring and
So I'm right.
Yeah.
Someone that makes me laugh.
Check.
Yeah. Check.
And do you guys think that opposites attract? Or would you want to date someone that does all the things you do and thinks similarly?
I think there's a few things that I thought didn't matter that I think do. I need someone Such that's as. Ambitious. I need someone that cares. It doesn't have to be whatever job they have or however they spend their day or if they started their own thing. Someone that during the week is really happy with how they're spending their time, I think is very important because you want them to have a life and be independent outside of me.
Yeah.
Which I think is very important. And then I also think flexibility for like work-life
like
balance.
Okay.
I thought you said this was PG.
Oh, sorry. Beth, did you have a list also that you that your husband wanted to make sure we hit all those points?
Funny you should ask.
Oh, right there. Prepared as a mom would be.
So, I mean, I think, you know, some of the things that I've said, but also somebody who is, I think I said, like loving and kind, likes to travel, adventurous, sense of humor, smart, fun, makes him laugh, adds to his life, you know, somebody that has something that, you know, I mean, I know he's got a lot, but maybe there's something
that's good.
I like that. Is that good?
Yes.
Somebody that adds.
So, Mom, how did you explain the birds and the bees exactly?
Did I?
I don't think I ever
did. Did I explain it? To daddy?
No.
You learned like in the wild?
At all.
Really?
Yeah.
I honestly, I've thought about that. Like, what did we say? What did we do? Was there a book I gave you? I don't remember.
Genuinely nothing.
I don't think that's true, but I don't remember. It wasn't like one of those, it's not like what, like a moment that you think, oh, this is a moment
that you, like, you would remember. Set him down. Yeah.
I don't remember.
Well, maybe you were just a prodigy in that area.
He just knew. I don't know. We've had a lot of life lesson conversations, and, you know, I do offer a lot of advice.
Yeah.
You know, over, and which is really cool because he tells me that he uses, right? Like, you actually, in some of his routines, he's actually cited my words of wisdom.
So what kind of wisdom are you applying at the moment?
I think I get very different advice from my mom and my dad. Mm-hmm. I think all of yours is more emotional, feeling, putting yourself in their shoes. His is more practical, financial.
Shocking. Yeah.
Who would have thought?
You catch more flies with honey, I think, is the biggest thing.
That's me.
Yes.
Respect.
Nothing happens when you stay home.
Nothing happens when you stay home.
Oh, that's
house.
A good one. Do you take that advice?
All the time.
Like, you're always...
He's always on the go. Always on the go.
That's the other piece, actually, that I don't know which one I need or want in a relationship.
So, Ben, what is something you wish that your mom knew about being single?
That it's fine. Like, it's fine and fun. Like, I'm very happy. Like, it's
okay.
Dating and being single is going very well.
How
and
well?
I think it's going well. Like, I think that in your mind, success and winning and fulfillment for dating is finding someone that you're marrying and having a kid with now. And I am enjoying not having that rush or pressure.
Okay, so she's results driven.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that, and I do know that. But I'd like him to find somebody that could share his life.
Yes.
And somebody.
So get to it, Ben.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why she's so happy to be here.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
So
I want to make sure. Is there anything else? If you look in the camera and do a sales pitch on Ben. Feel free to tell the ladies what they should know.
This is a good idea for a show.
I love this so much.
This is literally her dream.
This is my dream. This is happy Mother's Day to me.
Dreams come true for Mother's Day and now.
I mean, first of all, I would want somebody to also know and feel that he is as special and wonderful as I do. That's like my bottom line goal. Mm-hmm. But just that he's a great guy and he's very fun and compassionate, and I call him my prince. Is that too much?
Oh, no.
Cut that in post.
Such a cat. So cute. Okay, and, this is too cute.
Yeah. Aww. I think you'd be getting a great man.
Love it. Okay. Perfect segue. How would you describe your mom in regards to your dating status? A, supportive. B, involved. Or C, especially involved?
I don't think any.
Annoying? Was that a...
I think she's frustrated how little I share. Because when there's something to share, there's something to share.
Okay.
And
that's the strategy.
There's no pressure, and things happen when they happen. And to share those updates, I think are tough.
I understand that.
Is it because of parents' expectations? Obviously wanting the best for you and it happening sooner than later, which you're not alone in that. Because everyone just wants their kids to be happy and evolve.
I just think it would be nice for him to have, like I said, a person to share his life with. Yeah. That's what I really think. Yeah. But I also understand, because I was also, 30 once, and I didn't share. And I was thinking about this. I didn't share, with my parents what I was doing all the time. And so I do understand. And I'm sorry if I'm annoying sometimes.
Do you ask a lot, or do you try stealth questions?
They both try different, mother and father try different versions of it.
What are the tactics?
One, I promise not to tell the other, which doesn't which doesn't help. Two, they try to do the foot in the door phenomenon, where they're just, I just have one question. Is there anyone? And then I just need a first name. What do they do?
Are they on Instagram? Do I know their mom?
Yes.
Right.
But you've been less involved. I think my dad has set me up a few times.
Oh, how are the setups?
With his friends' daughters. They were great, but I'm obviously not with any of them anymore. But I've never been set up with one of your...
Were they cute?
Friends.
I've tried, but...
They've been, I think
he has a good sense.
I think yours have been more on paper, check a box so far.
My mom did one of those, and I'm not.
Which is fine.
I understand.
But I'm not asking for that.
Yeah.
Which is why
you don't need it. You have a whole city
yes.
of ladies. But it is nice. I do think it's nice when your parents know someone and they tee you up, especially if they know your type. And if
and they're still friends, right?
Yeah,
with he's friends with them.
Yes.
Yeah. So
awesome. So good ROI on that setup. Beth, how would you describe, from what you know, how would you describe your son's dating style?
I think he takes time to make sure that it's always something interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, he tries to do interesting dates. Instead of just a typical going out for a drink or dinner, he'll say, do you want to go, grab a bottle of wine and sit by the river and have a picnic?
Back to my place. I'm just kidding.
Yes.
That is sweet.
Or find tickets to a show off Broadway or mm-hmm. something like that.
I like to do things where, worst case scenario, you get to do something that was just fun that you wanted to do.
Yeah.
And that's not normally just sitting at a bar.
And I feel like when guys give thought to dates and they're creative, it's really a competitive advantage, because a lot of the feedback I hear is what do you feel like doing? And you're like, what? At least out of the gates, first date or two. Actually, that's a great segue into the next question. mom, what do you think about chivalry? Do you think chivalry is dead?
I mean, in many cases, but I would hope not. You know, I would hope not. I mean, I think, I hope that I know that I raised a gentleman. Mm-hmm. And I think that was something that I was very conscious of when you were young, that I was raising a young man that was going to be a man, that was going to be, you know, the boyfriend or the husband or the father one day. I mean, I thought that was, it was always in my mind to raise somebody that I would be proud of.
And I am.
In case you didn't know, I'm a big fan.
We love that.
Yeah.
When you were dating before you met your husband, and what you hear now, I won't ask anything too detailed, don't worry, of your mom. But when you were dating, how different do you think things are now? And also, how did you meet your husband?
I think it's very different. Mm-hmm. I mean, as much as things are, you know, have changed and stayed the same, I actually ran a singles company back in the 80s.
Tell us more.
And so I used to run weekends, you know, like these Club Getaway. I don't know if you ever heard of Club Getaway. Yeah. It was like a camp for adults. And I was like the group sales director of Club Getaway.
When's the next
and
one?
And I did. That was actually, there was a TV show that Club Getaway turned into like some kind of a reality show,
oh,
but it was
really?
Not the same as when I was there.
Okay.
Is Club Getaway still a thing?
I don't know if it's still a thing, but it was very fun. I mean, I was in the Hamptons and Fire Island and did all the parties and the clubs and all that. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, I met my husband sort of through that.
How did he pick you up?
I had met him and I was still dating somebody at the time. And so I wasn't interested, but I remembered meeting him.
Yeah.
And then I had broken up with this guy and I saw him at another night at a party. And his friend who was with him the night that we met said, Beth, do you remember meeting Jay? And mm-hmm. brought him over and then walked away. So I guess that was his move.
Yeah.
Who was the friend?
I don't think you ever met him. He was at our wedding, but that was like the last time.
That's a good Jeff. Wingman.
Yeah.
The original wingman.
The original wingman. It was good. Yeah.
So, Beth, any hot takes on past girlfriends?
Oh.
She has some she wants me to call again.
Oh, okay.
Well, there are two. Well, I don't know if they're dating anybody yet, but the last
I wouldn't do names.
I'm not going
Yeah,
to.
No names are necessary.
No names.
Would you agree that...
No.
If it's over, it's over.
It's over, it's over.
It's over, it's over. But from what I've heard about, there was one girl in college that I thought was the right girl at the wrong time.
I did in college.
Okay, so we don't have to do so.
I think she thinks that there are people I've dated, just because you're going to give too much away, that were right for me at the wrong time in their life.
Okay.
And now the person they are today would be a better fit.
Interesting.
Is that correct?
That is exactly correct.
Okay. So what's your take on timing, right person versus timing? How important do you think it is?
I'm not sure what Ben's timing is. We were actually talking about this on the way over. I'm like, you know, what's your deal? What's your plan?
How did you answer that?
It's what it is.
Again, that's me being a little involved. Yeah. But I think the right person will come along at the right time when he's ready. And I've been trying to be better at
this show today, I'm hoping buys me a year.
So we're gonna do our first ever mother-son speed round. So I'm gonna have you guys grab this pen and paper. And I'm gonna ask both of you the same question. And I want you to write down your answer, but hide it with that big bicep of yours there. And then we're going to share with everyone what your answers are.
Okay.
And you got that on the first take.
Thank you. Oh, wait, I forgot to do this question. Okay, let me do it one more time. Okay. Okay, guys, so.
You can just ask the question. I think people understand what's happening.
Yeah, okay. First question. What are Ben's top 3 deal breakers.
Okay.
All right.
First. Who goes first?
You, because mine are mine.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. Valid. Okay, so let's hold up yours and read them aloud. Okay. We'll see if Ben takes.
Someone who doesn't have a sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Someone who isn't smart. And someone who doesn't have a nice group of friends.
Ooh, those are great ones.
I was gonna put number three.
But that's important to you.
It is. It's important. I don't know if it's a deal breaker.
Okay.
Mine were lazy. Mm-hmm. Smoke cigarettes.
Okay. What about chronic? Is that
vaping? Yeah. Cigarettes.
Got
like,
it.
Don't.
All of the above.
But nothing that is. Yeah.
Yeah.
That. And then I put these aren't deal breakers, but they would be really tough to get over is someone that's not funny and rude to waiters.
What if someone tried? Yeah, I like the rude to wait. I mean, that's obviously you can tell someone's character, right?
Yeah.
What if they order with a lot of modifications?
Oh, this isn't a deal breaker, but it's nice to one of the perks of dating someone is you get to split food when you go out.
Yeah.
And it would be nice, all else being equal, to have someone that can share in that.
Yes.
With me.
Okay.
Which means no, but this is getting picky, but no, no dietary restrictions.
That's good from New York. You just got rid of.
Yeah, seriously. This is a would you rather question. Would you rather see Ben with an older or younger model? If he's 30, would you rather, if you had to pick, a young gal or a older woman?
I don't want to offend anybody. Okay, I have an answer.
Yeah, I literally knew you were going to say that.
You did?
Yeah.
Young with an old soul.
Oh, I knew that a lot. Yes. Yeah.
You knew I was going to say that?
Exactly.
What was yours?
I don't care.
You're age agnostic.
Age agnostic.
Yes, I like that. I actually hear that from a lot of guy friends. What do you think Ben would pick from these three options? Blonde, brunette, or redhead? He doesn't even know. You're going to use the same as before.
I'm just going on past girlfriend.
Okay. She's going to say brunette.
Oh, nice.
But just because that was...
And good taste.
Yes.
By the way, can we talk about Beth's blowout right now?
Oh, thank
it's
you.
It's epic.
Thank you, Olga.
Giving it a nod. Yes. Okay. So we'll do one more for good measure.
Okay.
Yes.
Should I just keep this page up?
Yes.
I don't care, page.
I don't care, page.
What do you think is the one line of advice that your mom always gives you? Or favorite quote in this department.
In dating specific advice?
In dating and relationships.
Are we both writing these down?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't have to love everything about everybody.
Oh, I like that one.
That's right.
Is that?
That's correct.
That's what I say to you all the time.
Yeah. It's a different form of maybe settle.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying...
Be kind.
Be kind. I say that a lot.
Yeah. Back to the settling part real quick.
Like there kind, was, there yes. Was, there was a girl that I liked that I dated for a bit that she asked what happened. And very honestly, I don't think she was very intelligent. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something important. I had a lot of fun and it was great, but... It wasn't someone I was intellectually stimulated by. And her response was, do you need that?
That's not what I
said. She has a pulse. That is number one.
I said, but you had so much fun with her. Yes. And it was like everything else. And you could be intellectually stimulated by,
your
car workers. And, like maybe that person would just be somebody fun and fabulous.
Yeah.
And doesn't have to be, a rocket scientist.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
She doesn't have to be a rocket scientist.
Sometimes when I talk to my mom and I'll tell her, I could be like, well, I think he might be a serial killer. She's like, well, but is that a phase? Is that, Did you think he's through that, or you know? So I can relate.
That's good.
Yes. Yeah. So also on the idea of holding out versus settling, what's your opinion on that? Like, how do you have a timeline? This is more of a girl thing, but do you feel like you have a timeline and that's something that you think about?
Do you want to go first or second?
No, you go.
I think that there are a lot of, I've been to a lot of weddings.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of friends who are married. And I think, like, I mean, the stats are the stats. I think a lot of people are going to end up getting divorced in a few years because they married a person that was good but not the perfect fit for them.
Yeah.
And why do that? Like, why? I just don't. There's nothing that I think I'm putting a time clock on.
Yeah.
It's just if it's right, it's right.
Fair.
And what about, do you believe in soulmates, or is that like outdated stretch? Mom?
I don't know if there's such a thing as soulmates. Yeah. I think there's somebody that you could, if you're lucky enough to find it, I think that's amazing and whatever. Maybe somebody has a different explanation or definition of what a soulmate is.
Yeah. In closing, Mom, what would be some advice that you would give all the sons out there about dating and relationships? Any final words of wisdom?
I mean, I think follow your heart and trust your instincts, you know, and be yourself, and you'll find the right person, and she's out there.
And then on the flip side of that, any advice you would give the women that watch and want to meet some great guys like your son?
You know, it's so interesting because I go out, you know, in the neighborhoods and whatever. I'm in New York City or wherever I am. And there are so many women that are out there. They're just like walking by. Like, pay attention to who's around you. Go up to somebody that you think might be interesting and start a conversation.
Yeah.
You know, like, get your head out of your phone. You know, maybe look around. And they could be
Make
right
some
there.
Eye contact.
Yeah, they could be right there.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I think.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, thank you guys so much for joining the mailroom.
It was so much fun.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
And ladies, we have a lot more mail to go through next time. See you then.